This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underlined the need for a fundamental shift in the way critical technologies are promoted. Addressing the third session of Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work, Artificial Intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, he said technology must be human-centric rather than finance-centric, global rather than national, and anchored in open source rather than exclusive models. He stressed the importance of development that is sustainable, trade that is trusted, finance that is fair, and progress that ensures prosperity for all. Emphasizing that artificial intelligence must serve global good, the Prime Minister called for a global compact built on principles of transparency, human oversight, safety by design, and prevention of misuse. Recalling the progress made on talent mobility during the New Delhi G20 summit, Prime Minister Modi proposed that the grouping work towards establishing a global framework for talent mobility in the coming years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Prime Minister Modi appreciated South Africa's efforts to carry forward and build upon the decisions taken during the New Delhi G20 summit. The two leaders recalled the historical ties that form the foundation of India-South Africa relations and reviewed bilateral cooperation. They agreed to work together to amplify the voice of the Global South. They expressed satisfaction with the progress achieved in areas such as trade and investment, food security, skill development, mining, youth exchanges, and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Ramaphosa for South Africa's support in relocating cheetahs to India and invited him to join the International Big Cat Alliance led by India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India, Brazil, South Africa, IBSA is not merely a grouping of three nations but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies and three major economies. He said the three countries can complement each other's development and set an example for sustainable growth. Speaking at the IBSA leaders' meeting at Johannesburg, Prime Minister Modi highlighted cooperation opportunities in millets, natural farming, disaster resilience, green energy, traditional medicine and health security. The Election Commission today said that more than 50 crore 47 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. It is over 99% of nearly 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on the 7th of February next year. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said India is strengthening links between academia and industry, which empowers young researchers imagine, innovate and work with new technology sectors. Dr. Jitendra Singh was addressing the 9th convocation of the Academy of Scientific and Innovative Research in New Delhi today. The minister lauded the institution as one of country's fastest growing scientific powerhouses. The Home Ministry has said that the proposal to simplify the central government's law-making process for the Union Territory of Chandigarh is still under consideration with the government. In a social media post today, the ministry said no final decision has been taken on this proposal. It said the proposal in no way seeks to alter Chandigarh's governance or administrative structure, nor does it aim to change the traditional arrangements between Chandigarh and the states of Punjab or Haryana. In men's cricket, India were 9 for no loss at stumps in reply to South Africa's first innings total of 489 on the second day of the second test at Guwahati. For India, Kuldeep Yadav scalped 4 wickets. Jasprit Bumrah, Mohammad Siraj and Ravindra Jadeja took 2 wickets each. South Africa had defeated India by 30 runs in the first test of the 2-match series. And that's the end of this news bulletin.